අවකාශයේ පාසල
ගමින් නගරේ දූපුතුන්ට දැනුමාරන් ගෙදරට එන
රුහුණු ගුරු ගෙදර
Dear students, welcome you all to Ruhunu Guru Gedara educational program. I am Pemalata Samarvikrama, a teacher of English from Methodist Central College, Hakmane. Today, I am going to do an English lesson for grade 10 students. All right, children, shall we start the lesson with a role play? It's a bright evening. There's a boy in a bookshop. He's having a conversation with the shopkeeper. The boy's name is Saman. Let's listen to the dialogue. Excuse me, can I have the book Robin Hood? I sold a lot of books from the morning. Let's see whether there is a copy for you. Why didn't you come earlier? I had not any money at that time. How did you find money? I went to my father's office. Oh, I'm sorry. It is out of stock. You missed the boat. Yes, children, did you hear? You missed the boat. The shopkeeper said, missed the boat. What does it mean? Did someone try to row a boat? Was he at the harbor or on the beach? No, he was in a bookshop. Then, what's the meaning of missed the boat? Really, what happened? Dear children, do remember the dialogue? In the evening, Saman went to the bookshop to buy a book. But there were not any books at that time. All the books have been sold. So, he missed the book. Okay, children? He was unable to buy the book. He was too late. Here, missed the boat is an idiom. Okay, children, today we are going to discuss about idioms. Using idioms, you can brighten your writing and speaking. And also, at your O-level examination, you will find idiom in paper 1 and paper 2. If you include idioms in your writing, you can score a good mark. Okay, children, what is an idiom? An idiom is a common phrase which means something different from its literal meaning or word meaning. All right, children, you can try to get the meaning of the idioms according to the context. Shall we try to understand a few common idioms? Okay, first one, ring a bell. Children, ring a bell. If we look at the word meaning of ring a bell, it is just ringing the bell. At school, bell tells students it is time to go to classroom. In houses, ringing doorbells says someone comes. But figurative meaning is someone says something is familiar or heard before. Let's listen to this small dialogue. Do you know Tissa Jananayaka? I'm not sure. But that name ring a bell. Is he a biology tutor? Okay, children, let's try another one. In the black. In the black. Figurative meaning is make more money than spend. I did a day and night job in a road construction site. I earned extra 50,000 rupees. I'm in the black. Okay, children, another one. No pain, no gain. The figurative meaning is work hard, you will win. Work hard, you will win. You are going to sit for the O-level examination. Work hard and ready for that. Keep in your mind, no pain, no gain. Children, once in a blue moon. Okay, once in a blue moon. Figurative meaning is happens very rarely. Happens very rarely. Now listen to me. Our class teacher always comes early to school. She's very careful about our class. And she's very serious in her subject. She takes leaves once in a blue moon. Children, now listen to this one also. A fish out of water. A fish out of water. Figurative meaning is feel uncomfortable because of unfamiliar surrounding. I remember my first day at school. My mother left me in the classroom and went out. Everything was strange. I was a fish out of water. Now, children, I think you have got an idea about idioms and their meanings. There are two meanings of an idiom. The literal meaning or word meaning. The literal meaning or word meaning. The figurative meaning or inner meaning. The figurative meaning or inner meaning. Now, children, shall we try to do more activities to get a clear understanding about idioms? Let's do the activity one. There's a table in your worksheet. On the left side, you are given 5 idioms. On the right side, the figurative meanings are given. Try to match them. Now let's read the idioms. First one, it's a piece of cake. It's a piece of cake. Second one, kill 2 birds with 1 stone. Kill 2 birds with 1 stone. Third one, hang in there. Fourth one, it cost an arm and a leg. Fifth one, every dark cloud has a silver line. Every dark cloud has a silver line. Now see the figurative meanings. Read with me, children. A. Something very expensive. Good things come after bad things. It's an easy task. Don't give up. Get 2 things done with a single action. Okay, children, let's see the first one. Try to match. It's a piece of cake. What does it mean? Cake is very nice, isn't it? You all love to eat. How do you feel? Is it a difficult work? No, really. It is a very easy, isn't it? Yes, now can you understand the figurative meaning? It's an easy task. The answer is, it's an easy task. Now, children, I think you have selected the correct answer. Okay, the second one, kill 2 birds with 1 stone. Okay, dear, try to match with figurative meaning. Just think about the word meaning or literal meaning. Joshua given one stone and asked to kill two birds. Two birds, one stone. Now you can understand. I think you selected the correct answer. Yes, get two things done with a single action. Right. Third one, hang in there. Now think about surface meaning. Now imagine you are hanging in a branch of a tree with your hands. Do you feel comfortable? Really not. But if you lose your hands, you will fall down. Now can you understand the figurative meaning? The situation may be difficult and hard, but to win the aim, hang in there. Don't give up. These days, situation is bad because of COVID-19 virus. You are at home, no school, but you try to learn through online education. Hang in there, don't give up. Next one, it cost an arm and a leg. It cost an arm and a leg. This idiom is in your textbook, page 39, activity 11. Now try to match with the figurative meaning. Just think how important to you your legs and arms. Okay, children, can you say a price for that? You don't sell them, do you? Because they are very, very valuable for you. Then, dear, what's the figurative meaning of it cost an arm and a leg? Yes, your answer is correct. Something very expensive. Okay, let's move on to the last one. Every dark cloud has a silver line. According to the literal or word meaning, every dark cloud has a silver line somewhere on the cloud. Is it true? Yes, maybe. Why are we talking about things on clouds? Really? We don't care about clouds here. We want to say another thing. Normally, everybody dislikes dark clouds, but love silver. Probably, dark is considered as bad. Right, then, you may have selected the answer. Yes, good things come after bad things. Okay, children, well done. You finished the activity 1. How many answers are correct? Okay, very good. Is it clear, children? Let's try to do the next activity. Here, children, there are 5 idioms and each has 3 answers. You have to choose the correct answer, the figurative meaning. First one, pulling your leg. Pulling your leg. Answers A, encouraging you, B, disturbing you, C, cheating you. Now think, if someone pulls your leg, do you feel comfortable? Then, does he or she pull your leg for encouraging or cheating you? If someone pulls your leg, do you feel comfortable? Then, does he or she pulls your leg? If someone pulls your leg, do you feel comfortable? Then, does he or she pull your leg for encouraging you? Or for disturbing you? Or cheating you? Have you got the answer? Yes, I think you got the correct answer. It is disturbing you. Now the second one. Real white elephant. Answer A. A rare find. Answer B. Very expensive and useless. C. Very big one. In the past, elephants were used for heavy works. But the albino elephants. Albino elephants mean elephants with white colored skin. I think you may have seen people, animal and birds, even some fish with white skin. The albino elephants were regarded as holy. They were not used for working and also had to spend a lot of money for maintaining them. Answers A. Rare find. Answer B. Very expensive and useless. Answer C. Very big one. Albinos are rare find. Elephants are big. Both answer A and C describe the literal meaning. Have you got the answer, children? Yes, answer is, it is very expensive and useless. Okay. The third one, a bed of roses. A bed of roses. Read the answers given. A. Comfortable situation. B. A fragrant place. A. Tough option. Right, children, when you touch roses, how do you feel? Just think, it feels very soft and comfortable. Then, what about a bed of roses? Answer A, a comfortable situation. Next, move to the fourth one. Crocodile tears. Answers A, very gloomy. B. Weeping sign. C. Pretended sadness. Pretended means not truly or honestly. Right now, try to find the answer. Do crocodiles cry? This idiom comes from an old legend. It tells that crocodiles cry while eating their prey. Prey means an animal that crocodile hunts for eating. Right, children? Really, crocodiles blow out air while eating. That air causes their eye to tear up. Now think, why do they tear up? Do they weep about the animals they hunted? Really, no. Have you got the answer? Yes, I think you got it. The answer is pretended sadness. Now the last question. Beat around the bush. Beat around the bush. Answers A. Avoid coming to the point. B. Boast about oneself. C. Punish an innocent person. In the past, while people were hunting, they beat the animals with sticks. Sometimes they beat around the bush, but they didn't beat the bush because they thought it was dangerous. Sometimes snake might be in the bush. So, what's the answer, children? Yes, it is answer A. Avoid coming to the point. Now, listen to this story. Once, a man wanted to borrow a bicycle from one of his friends. He met the friend and asked many things. When did you buy your bicycle? From where did you buy it? How much was it at that time? Is it in a good condition? Can your son ride it? Children, he went to borrow the bicycle, but he didn't ask to borrow it. He beat around the bush. Dear children, I think you have enjoyed the lesson. We have learned a lot about idioms and also their meanings, the literal meaning or surface meaning, and the figurative meaning or inner meaning. I think you got a clear understanding about idioms. So, my dear children, try to use these idioms in your writing and score good marks. I wish you all the best. Dear students, now we have come to the end of the today's lesson. I presented this lesson for Ruhunu Gurugedara educational program. I'm Pemalata Samarvikrama, a teacher of English from Methodist Central College, Hakman. Hope to meet you in another lesson. Goodbye, children.
Ruhunu Gurugedara sambandhava obata matuwana gatalu saha obi adahas palakirimata then SMS sewawak sakriyai. ඉංග්‍රීසි විෂයට අදාළ පාඩම පිළිබඳව ඔබට ගැටලුවක් වේ නම් ENG හිස්තැනක් Q හිස්තැනක් ප්‍රශ්නය පැහැදිලිව සරලව සඳහන් කොට ඉංග්‍රීසි අකුරෙන් වෙනත් ආකාරයකින් කියන්නේ නම් සිංග්ලිෂ් හෝ ටැංග්ලිෂ් වලින් ලියා 0.7881 අංකයට යොමු කරන්න. ඔබට යම් අදහසක් හෝ යෝජනාවක් හෝ ඉදිරිපත් කරන්නට තිබේ නම් ඔබ කළ යුත්තේ ඉහත Q අක්ෂරය වෙනුවට C අක්ෂරය යෙදීමයි.